Blog Talk Radio.
On the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever, and oh, by the way, whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studios of eloquentonline.net in beautiful New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof, and we are excited today as we welcome our new sponsor, Marquee. Now, you may know them as the premier MCIF and CRM company, but they are also one of the fastest growing creative agencies in the financial marketplace. If you are looking for help with MCIF, CRM, compliance, marketing consulting, you name it, they can do it. GoMarquee.com, www.GoMarquee.com, just like it sounds. Folks, I have been an employee. I've been a speaker at their events, and I am pleased to continue our relationship with a great family-owned business, Marquee. Go check them out or give them a call, 800-365-4274, and they'll ask you how can they make your day better. They'll make your brand better. They'll make your marketing better. They do a lot of great stuff, a lot of creative stuff. And, of course, today we're talking about American music as we celebrate Independence Day, which is tomorrow, flying solo today. We're going to just play some music today and talk about independence and revolutionary thinking. Ask yourself, when was the time you or your brand did something revolutionary? And this is the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? When was the last time you did something revolutionary? What the forefathers of our nation did that was entirely revolutionary was completely changed Western thinking. The concept that the power invested in the people, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, power comes from the people. It does not descend from the king or a hierarchy of nobles. It was revolutionary thinking back in the summer of 1776, all being done with the common knowledge that the greatest empire with the greatest military on earth had dispatched 20,000 British regulars and mercenaries and the largest naval armada ever amassed on its way to the 13 colonies. And this summer, back in 1776, would precipitate the creation of the great country you and I live, work, worship, and go to school in, the United States of America. And so today we're just going to play some music and talk about revolutionary thinking, declaring your independence from the bland. I've read a tweet today, and I'm going to be gentlemanly about this. I'm not going to tell you who tweeted it. They were retweeting. I guess they were at a conference or reading an article. I don't know. It said something about leverage your data to align the right products with the right people. No kidding. Man, glad I saw that. Might not have known that. Folks, what are you doing that's revolutionary? What kinds of things are you doing today? Now, our good buddies over at GT Financial, they've done something revolutionary. They've got their own radio station, GT Financial Radio, WGTE 193.5. Every week, they broadcast interviews with their amazing team members and talk about this amazing brand, this revolutionary renaissance going on over in Tampa Bay. GTE Financial, a credit union that many experts had given up for dead 3 years ago, celebrated 200,000 members this year, went over 10,000 likes on their Facebook page. Folks, they are rocking and they are rolling. Do what they do, and you'll be in great, great shape. Hey, listen, our first song today, what could be any more American than this? Now, when you listen to the song, it's a bit of a hit on America, but you know what? That's what makes American music, American music. You can write songs that maybe seem like traditional American music, but have in them a theme or an essence that's a little bit counter to the patriotic fervor that we all feel on the 4th of July. Well, I'll tell you what, there's nothing more American than the boss. And so our first song today, gosh, from the summer of 1984, you'll know it when you hear it.
Like a dog that's been beat too much. See, your friend has your life.
absolute radio classic. I had it on cassette tape back in 1984. And if it were not for Thriller, probably the best album of the 1980s, seminal Bruce Springsteen, just a great, great. Every song on that album is great. Born in the USA, one of my absolute favorites. Got in a little hometown jam. Boy, that resonates with me. In 1986, I was working at Fox Photo. You could actually bring in your 35mm 110, or I guess the 26mm film, and you could have your photos. You could see your photos in an hour. Isn't that high tech? It was in 1986. Well, in the same year, the Texas legislature changed the drinking age from 19 to 21. And, of course, all the 19 and 20-year-olds were like, hey, how are we going to buy alcohol here in the great state of Texas, republic thereof? And I found out, quite by accident, that if you used a 26-millimeter lens and shot it through a 35-millimeter negative, you could create a picture just about the size of a driver's license picture. Long story short, I needed to get out of town for a few years, get my head straight, and the Army took some of that edgy creativity and need to freelance with the rules and honed them into a super trooper out at Fort Ord, California, which, by the way, is where I met Captain Townsend, as we call him Alpha 6, my company commander, who was in San Antonio this week, making a tour, visiting some of our wounded warriors here at Fort Sam Houston, because Captain Townsend is now a two-star general and the division commander of the 10th Mountain Division up in Fort Drum. So great, great song, great, great memories. This next song is familiar to anybody that watched the Gulf War on TV. Now, I haven't regretted the fact that I served in the first Gulf War, but I wish I could have been in two places at the same time. As a historian, of an aspiring historian, I was a college student when I got called back and reactivated for the first Gulf War in 1990, then served in Saudi Arabia and Iraq in 1991. I kind of wished I could have been here to witness that American patriotic renaissance that started with the Gulf War. And, of course, the sort of the malaise after Vietnam that kind of settled in on our military, the high point of that rebuilding of the Army at the time was actually the invasion of Panama in 1989 that nobody remembers. But in 1991, of course, the United States military just demonstrated to the world that it didn't matter if you had been fighting some bozos from Iran for 8 years. It didn't matter that you had a bunch of tanks and weapons in the Iraqi army, but nobody knew how to use them. The American military was back, and of course, were deployed in the first Gulf War, Desert Shield, Desert Storm, and this song got a lot of airplay. I got to tell you something. I've never heard it in its entirety until today when I listened to it before the show. This is Troy's, even though Troy's not here today. This was his contribution to this show. This is the one he wanted to play. You'll know it. Lee Greenwood, Proud to Be an American.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down New York to L.A. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her till the day. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the
Greenwood. God bless the USA. Absolutely. Amen. Can I get a witness from the congregation? Absolutely. God bless the USA and all of you as we get ready to celebrate our nation's, not really our nation's independence, but the declaration of our intent to be independent. I'm reading the book Revolutionary Summer right now. It's kind of a fun time to be reading that. So that was a song that played a lot. I guess it was General Schwarzkopf who passed away this year. It was his favorite song and became kind of the anthem of that war, even though the song that always reminds me of the war is a Richard Marx song called Hold On to the Night, because it was playing on Armed Forces Radio. I was on break from my time up in the top of the building where I was doing Overwatch in the evening in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, in Escon Village before the war started. And the song by Richard Marx, Hold On to the Night, was playing, and then it stopped abruptly, and they announced that Desert Shield had become Desert Storm, and it was the real deal now. Put on your chemical suits and stuff like that. And so that's a song that I always remember, and that other song, I can't remember the artist, but I don't care how you get here if you can. I wasn't a big fan of country music in those days or even now, so I didn't really hear that song until today in its entirety. But a great, great song, patriotic time, patriotic holiday, and of course for celebrating the revolutionary thinking that precipitated the war for and the eventual winning of our American independence. And so speaking of America, I have a coffee mug sitting over on my I guess you would call it like a chest or whatever, the desk over there, and it's got an American flag on it. American veteran, says veteran on the bottom. And inside that cup, there are quarters and nickels and dimes and guitar picks and paper clips and stuff like that. Well, when you think about it, doesn't that kind of sound like, in some cases, your customer and member data? You've got all this stuff and you can see it, but you really don't know exactly what it means or what it's worth. I have no idea the exact dollar total of the stuff, the change that's contained in that coffee mug. It'd be nice if I did know. Now, what if you could take all of that stuff, sort out all the stuff that isn't of any value, the paper clips and the nails and the guitar picks, and then get all the quarters, you know, put in one place. So when I went to go wash my environmentally unfriendly car, my beautiful Hummer H3 that is now paid for, thank God, and I could just grab it. And if I was going to go scam McDonald's for a senior coffee, I know it's going to be 55 cents, so I could grab five dimes and a nickel and bam, make better use of my time and better use of the stuff that's in that mug. Well, that is exactly what MCIF can do for you. You will easily sort the information and the customer data, marketing customer information file, MCIF. It can be made simple. It can be made affordable. Marquee is revolutionizing the way people buy and deploy MCIF and CRM and all the other great things that they do at this great family-owned company. Go visit them, gomarquee.com. Our new sponsor on the show, The Power of Performance, the show that asked the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? We're going to get to our last song right after this. You're listening to The Power of Performance. If your brand were a band, would you leave your audience wanting more? That is right. Welcome back. Broadcasting live from the studios of eloquentonline.net in beautiful New Braunfels, Texas Republic. They're a big, big time. New Braunfels, our beautiful two rivers, the Comal and the Guadalupe, will be just inundated with people this weekend. Kind of a cool to have it on Thursday. A lot of people taking that long 40 weekend coming to New Braunfels to enjoy the Comal and Guadalupe and the tubing and the German beer and all the other great things that we have right here deep in the heart of Texas. Looking forward to a nice break here in hot, hot New Braunfels, Texas. All right. I should have mentioned that opening a beautiful rendition of the Star Spangled Banner brought to you by our master violinist, Nike Van Wyk. If you were at the GAC this year up in Washington, D.C., you heard him play one of the most beautiful renditions of the national anthem that I've ever heard. Now, of course, if you're one of the guys from Crash the GAC, you don't remember anything about that evening. So we played it again for you, just a beautiful version of the national anthem. He played it on the electric violin. I think the recording you heard earlier was actually on the acoustic a violin, but a great, great way. You should do something like that. Have a recording, a beautiful version of the national anthem. A lot of credit unions today on Twitter reminding people that they're closed on the 4th of July. Their branches are closed on the 4th of July. I'm not sure that's revolutionary news to anybody, but I guess you need to let people know. Okay, here, our next song, again, I think from the summer of 1984, one of my absolute favorite artist, even though he can be kind of hard to take when you start understanding him and his personality and stuff like that. I've always loved this song as a representation. Again, a little bit of a knock on the United States. I guess it's hard to find patriotic musicians, but a great, great American artist, a great, great American song. And this is called Pink Houses by John Cougar. Mellencamp.
Well, there's people and more people. What do they know? No, no. Go to work in some high rise and vacation down at the Gulf of Mexico. Oh, yeah. And there's winners and there's losers. But that ain't no big deal. 'Cause the simple man, baby, pays the thrills, the bills, the pills that kill.
To Sarah Snell Cook, the editrix at the CU Times, one of her favorite artists, John Cougar Mellencamp, and Little Pink Houses for You and Me. I love that second verse about, boy, you're going to be president. I love stuff like that. 5 years ago, I had the opportunity to give the commencement speech at Brookings Harbor High School up in Brookings, Oregon, and it occurred to me that day I'd gone from the bottom of my high school graduating class to being the commencement speaker at a high school graduation ceremony. And ain't that America, the ability to start one place and end up someplace else. I want to say on behalf of Troy Hall, the Chief Operating Officer out at South Carolina Federal Credit Union, and myself, Jason Dias, the Chief Creative Officer here at eloquentonline.net, we wish you and your families a safe and prosperous 4th of July. And of course, big time special thanks to our new sponsor. You know, when I saw what survived the recession, the number one thing for me was family. The value of family cannot be depreciated by economic strife. You want to find a great family-owned business that will treat you like family, www.gomarquee.com. The folks over at Marquee, everything you need to get the data that allow you to live out your dreams as you do what you do at your brand. Because we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights among them. These are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Hey, folks, get out there and pursue your happiness. Have a great, great holiday. And until next week, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.